We're going to end this review of the best of 2014 with a tribute to the best guy we know. Almost exactly 17 years ago, NPR listeners heard a very familiar voice say an unfamiliar thing.
From outside the newsroom, from way outside the newsroom, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I'm Carl Castle.
Carl Castle was the heart of this show, not to mention its spleen, liver, and hypothalamus. He bared his all, honest and raw.
I live alone with my cat called Pebbles. I've never been married, never been kissed. Oh, shame.
And sometimes his anger.
Man up and say I'm fat. Say it.
Sometimes his feminine side.
It's also been 2 years since I've even celebrated my birthday. And I probably did take my newfound freedom a little too far. Anyway, thank God for Victoria's Secret's new underwear line.
And of course, his musical stylings.
You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever through the daytime, I get a fever all through the night. You give me fever.
Ba-doom.
Oh, we finally found Carl's, Carl's Achilles heel.
I beg your pardon.
I thought Carl could do anybody.
Yes. Oh, I would ask for a redo of that, but it would be too cruel.
please don't, because I'm not going to be able to finish the show.
That, of course, was Carl's rendition of a song that will be forever associated with a performer. Another performer.
Not anymore.
That performer died that just last week at the age of 81. Who was it?
Peggy Lee.
Yes. Carl, how did Lauren do in our quiz?
Despite some wisecracks from some members of the panel, Peter, Lauren did very well. She had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on her answering machine.
Excellent.
Will you sing it? Sing it.
I promise not to ask you to sing.
I think that Carl can start a whole new like genre of like outsider singing. You know what I mean?
You know, hard listening.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night.
But all wonderful things have to come to an end. So we began our show on March 8th of 2014 with this unusual quote from Carl.
So long, suckers.
That's right. After 60 years in broadcasting, including more than 30 years at NPR, including, of course, being this show's official judge and scorekeeper from the very first episode, Carl has decided to lay down the microphone and become our scorekeeper emeritus. He will record voicemail greetings for all our winners. He'll hang around the office, and he'll make sure we don't lower our standards.
As if that were even possible.
And Carl began his grand farewell tour. But even his impending retirement did not put a dent in his professionalism.
This winter, we're in for a dip freeze. And dogs won't go out to the trees. They hates indoor sports. And walks are kept short. That's why our poor dogs are...
Oh, God, in shorts?
No, I'm speechless because that, ladies and gentlemen, was a Chicago accent. And one more time, and listen for the rhyming words.
This winter, we're in a dip freeze, and dogs won't go out to the trees. They hates indoor sports, and walks are kept short. That's why our poor dogs are...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't even... I don't even know what he said.
Yeah. it's a thick Chicago accent. It's a little difficult. The answer is obese. Okay. Our dogs won't go out to the trees.
Yes, yes.
According to Chicago vets, the polar vortex not only forced us to sit on the couch and watch every episode of Cake Boss, it made our dogs fat, too. We didn't want to go outside. They didn't get to go outside and run around with the other dogs. Fine, we all need to start losing the weight. But the real problem is all the presents the dog left under the bed are starting to thaw out. And then in May of 2014, at a theater in Washington, D.C., packed with friends, family, and fans, Carl performed his last show with Wait, Wait. Here's how it began. But first, as many of you know, this is Carl Castle's last show with us before becoming our scorekeeper emeritus. We thought about doing an hour-long special of nothing but tributes to Carl, and we could do that, believe me. But we wanted to send Carl out the way he wants, by simply doing a good radio show.
Why start now, Peter?
You'll still be able to win Carl's voice. And so we made our usual jokes and heard Carl do his imitations, but in a twist, we played some voices left on Carl's answering machine. Let's hear a couple.
Congratulations, Carl. Stephen Colbert here. Just saying what everyone else is thinking. All of us who loved you on NPR, all of us who listened for your voice every week on Wait, Wait, are so, so sad, sad. We're gonna go. Best of luck. Send us some limericks or something. Very few things rhyme with Carl, by the way. I tried. The rhyming dictionary goes Carl, gnarl, and snarl. After that, it goes into bullshit like curl and seed pearl. You were dealt a rough hand when it came to a first name, I gotta say, when it comes to rhyming. How ironic. Is that what irony means?
This is Tom Hanks with a new Complete the Limerick game. Limericks are often a hassle. The punchlines can be rather crassle. We'll all miss the voice, but we have no choice but bid adieu to old Carl. I think it might be Blassel?
Between all the plaudits and tributes, we actually did manage to find a moment to let Carl do what he does best.
Hi, Peter. This is Corinne from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Hey, La Crosse. I've been to La Crosse, home of the world's largest six-pack. Is it still there? Yeah.
Is Carl there?
Well, hold on. Let me check. Oh, yes. Carl's right here.
Right here.
I adore you, Carl Castle.
Oh. I love you.
No, I'm not breathing.
Well, Corinne, welcome to the show, Carl Castle. The man himself is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Here is your first limerick.
Feeding rye grains to pigs isn't risky. At worst, they'll feel giddy and frisky. Our final intent is porcine ferment and pig meat that's flavored like...
Whiskey?
Whiskey, yes! Great news for alcoholics on the Atkins diet. Templeton Rye Distillery in Iowa is attempting to raise the world's first whiskey-flavored pigs. This sounds crazy, but it was actually the pig's idea. No, seriously, another shot will make me taste great. Here is your next limerick.
At the apex, I live life most fully. Made a wedgie machine with a pulley. Hand out nuggies and swirlies. Call names worse than girly. It's wonderful being a...
A bully.
A bully, yes! A new study from the National Academy of Sciences reveals that being a bully during childhood correlates to a lifetime of happiness, success, and vibrant health. It's true. All those atomic wedgies do wonders for upper arm strength, and stealing lunches mean bullies get all their food groups.
How did they conduct such a study?
I think they were bullied into those results.
Yeah.
but I mean, how do you? That's ridiculous.
It's such a longitudinal study. You follow people over their lives, and people who exhibited certain kinds of behavior they correlate to having healthier, longer, happier lives.
Wait a minute. So how did they find the bullies to begin with?
I believe they probably quizzed them on their behavior.
Uh-huh. So, like, when you get sent to the office in elementary school, you have to go talk to the people doing the study.
They're hanging out there.
We're going to call your parents, and these people are going to follow you for the rest of your life.
All right. Here is your last limerick.
There ought to be men's fashion courts to handle revealing reports. Our inseam now cinches to less than 5 inches. That's too much thigh shown by men's...
Shorts.
Yes. The Wall Street Journal, the daily diary of American pants, broke the story this week that men's shorts are getting shorter.
It's very interesting. And this isn't funny, but it's true. The study shows that if you have like a really bad midsection, like a belly, you should wear shorter shorts to basically distract from that. Like, if your belly is just hanging out all over, you should wear, like, tiny little shorts.
No, you should.
Carl, how did Corin do in our quiz?
Corin, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or home answering machine.
Well done. Let's hear a couple more messages that got left on Carl's voicemail. First up, it's Katie Couric.
Wait, don't tell me. Carl Castle is retiring? Carl, just think, if you hadn't hired me as your intern at WAVA All News Radio after my first year at the University of Virginia, I don't think I'd be standing here in this studio. Thank you for giving a then-college student with big dreams her start. And thank you for being such a good person. I only hope by the time I retire, I'll be able to say I conducted my professional life with as much kindness, grace, humor, and integrity as you have. Thank you again for everything. Good luck, Carl.
And finally, a local call from the Washington, D.C. area.
Hi, everybody. This is Boy from Washington, D.C. Carl, for 30 years on Morning Edition, yours was the voice America woke up to. You brought us the news of everything from presidential elections to the fall of the Berlin Wall. We trusted you to tell us what happened and why it mattered. And then, for some reason, you joined a show where Peter Siegel makes you read goofy limericks and imitate everybody from Britney Spears to Barack Obama. It turns out they all sound like Carl Castle. Anyway, we're glad you did. Over the years, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me has become an institution in my hometown of Chicago and across the country. And Carl, you've been its heart and soul. I will never forget my time on the show. A lot of people didn't know my name, but you guys were already making fun of it. Carl, congratulations on an incredible career and a well-deserved retirement. We will miss you, but it's good to know you won't be giving up everything. Who knows, maybe in a few years you'll get a call from another contestant, Barack from Chicago. And if I win, I'm glad you will still be here.
That does it for our year in review. Let's do everything we can to make sure 2015 is even stupider. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Pew Charitable Trusts, driven by the power of knowledge to solve today's most challenging problems at pewtrusts.org. The Ford Foundation, working with visionaries in the front lines of social change worldwide at fordfoundation.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks, our house manager is Don Hall, our assistant house manager is Tyler Green, our web guru is Beth Novi. Our special thanks to John Zajac and Les Dolarczyk at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Miles Dernboss. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nien. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Thanks to Bill Curtis, to all our panelists, our listener contestants, and of course, our scorekeeper emeritus, Mr. Carl Castle. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week with a brand new show. This is NPR.